Chapter 11. Horns blared. A powerful blast of air swept over the station wagon, like a giant ocean wave pushing it to the side. Mr. Banks swerved the station wagon to the right. The truck rumbled past.
"Sorry," Greg's dad said, eyes straight ahead, slowing the car to 60, 55, 50.
"I told you to slow down," Mrs. Banks scolded, shaking her head. "We could have been killed."
"I was trying to find the lights," he explained.
"Oh, here they are, on the steering wheel." He clicked on the headlights.
"You boys okay?" Mrs. Banks asked, turning to check them out.
"Yeah?"
"Fine," Terry said, sounding a little shaken. The truck would have hit his side of the car.
"I'm okay," Greg said. "Can we go back now?"
"Don't you want to keep going?" Mr. Banks asked, unable to hide his disappointment.
"I thought we'd keep going to Santa Clara, stop and get some ice cream or something."
"Greg's right," Mrs. Banks said softly to her husband. "Enough for tonight, dear. Let's turn around."
"The truck didn't come that close," Mr. Banks argued. But he obediently turned off the highway, and they headed for home.
Later, safe and sound up in his room, Greg took the photograph out of his dresser and examined it. There was the new station wagon. The driver's side caved in. The windshield shattered.
"Weird," he said aloud, and placed the photo in the secret compartment in his headboard, where he had stashed the camera.
"Definitely weird." He pulled the camera out of its hiding place and turned it around in his hands.
"I'll try it one more time," he decided.
He walked to his dresser and aimed at the mirror above it. "I'll take a picture of myself in the mirror," he thought. He raised the camera, then changed his mind. "That won't work," he realized. "The flash will reflect back and spoil the photo." Gripping the camera in one hand, he made his way across the hall to Terry's room. His brother was at his desk, typing away on his computer keyboard, his face bathed in the blue light of the monitor screen.
"Terry, can I take your picture?" Greg asked meekly, holding up the camera.
Terry typed some more, then looked up from the screen.
"Hey, where'd you get the camera?"
Sherry loaned it to me," Greg told him, thinking quickly. Greg didn't like to lie, but he didn't feel like explaining to Terry how he and his friends had sneaked into the Kaufman house and how he had made off with the camera.
"So can I take your picture?" Greg asked.
"I'll probably break your camera," Terry joked.
"I think it's already broken," Greg told him. "That's why I want to test it on you."
"Go ahead," Terry said. He stuck out his tongue and crossed his eyes.
Greg snapped the shutter. An undeveloped photo slid out of the slot in front.
"Thanks, see ya."
Greg headed to the door.
"Hey, don't I get to see it?"
Terry called after him.
"If it comes out," Greg said, and hurried across the hall to his room.
He sat down on the edge of the bed. Holding the photo in his lap, he stared at it intently as it developed. The yellows filled in first, then the reds appeared, followed by shades of blue.
"Whoa," Greg muttered, as his brother's face came into view. "There's something definitely wrong here."
In the photo, Terry's eyes weren't crossed, and his tongue wasn't sticking out. His expression was grim, frightened. He looked very upset. As the background came into focus, Greg had another surprise. Terry wasn't in his room. He was outdoors. There were trees in the background, and a house. Greg stared at the house. It looked so familiar. Was that the house across the street from the playground? He took one more look at Terry's frightened expression. Then he tucked the photo and the camera into a secret headboard compartment and carefully closed it.
"The camera must be broken," he decided, getting changed for bed.
It was the best explanation he could come up with. Lying in bed, staring up at the shifting shadows on the ceiling, he decided not to think about it anymore. A broken camera wasn't worth worrying about. Tuesday afternoon after school, Greg hurried to meet Sherry at the playground to watch Bird's Little League game. It was a warm fall afternoon, the sun high in a cloudless sky. The outfield grass had been freshly mowed and filled the air with its sharp, sweet smell. Greg crossed the grass and squinted into the bright sunlight, searching for Sherry. Both teams were warming up on the sides of the diamond, yelling and laughing, the sound of balls popping into gloves, competing with their loud voices. A few parents and several kids had come to watch. Some were standing around, some sitting in the low bleachers along the first baseline. Greg spotted Sherry behind the backstop and waved to her. "Did you bring the camera?" she asked eagerly, running over to greet him. He held it up. "Excellent," she exclaimed, grinning. She reached for it. "I think it's broken," Greg said, holding on to the camera. "The photos just don't come out right. It's hard to explain."
"Maybe it's not the photos. Maybe it's the photographer," Sherry teased.
"Maybe I'll take a photo of you getting a knuckle sandwich," Greg threatened. He raised the camera to his eye and pointed it at her. "Snap that, and I'll take a picture of you eating the camera," Sherry threatened playfully. She reached up quickly and pulled the camera from his hand.
"What do you want it for anyway?" Greg asked, making a half-hearted attempt to grab it back. Sherry held it away from his outstretched hand. "I want to take Bird's picture when he comes up to bat. He looks just like an ostrich at the plate."
"I heard that." Bird appeared beside them, pretending to be insulted. He looked ridiculous in his starched white uniform. The shirt was too big, and the pants were too short. The cap was the only thing that fit. It was blue, with a silver dolphin over the bill, and the words, "Pitt's Landing Dolphins."
"What kind of name is Dolphins for a baseball team?" Greg asked, grabbing the bill and turning the cap backward on Bird's head.
"All the other caps were taken," Bird answered. "We had a choice between the Zephyrs and the Dolphins. None of us knew what Zephyrs were, so we picked Dolphins."
Sherry eyed him up and down. "Maybe you guys should play in your street clothes."
"Thanks for the encouragement," Bird replied.
He spotted the camera and took it from her.
"Hey, you brought the camera. Does it have film?"
"Yeah, I think so," Greg told him.
"Let me see."
He reached for the camera, but Bird swung it out of his grasp.
"Hey, are you going to share this thing, Greg?" he asked.
"Huh? What do you mean?"
Greg reached again for the camera, and again Bird swung it away from him.
"I mean, we all risked our lives down in that basement getting it, right?" Bird said. "We should all share it."
"Well,"
Greg hadn't thought about it.
"I guess you're right, Bird. But I'm the one who found it, so..."
Sherry grabbed the camera out of Bird's hand. "I told Greg to bring it so he could take your picture when you're up."
"As an example of good form?" Bird asked.
"As a bad example," Sherry said.
"You guys are just jealous," Bird replied, frowning, "because I'm a natural athlete and you can't cross the street without falling on your face."
He turned the cap back around to face the front.
"Hey, Bird, get back here,"
one of the coaches called from the playing field.
"I've got to go," Bird said, giving them a quick wave and starting to trot back to his teammates.
"No, wait. Let me take a fast picture now," Greg said.
Bird stopped, turned around, and struck a pose.
"No, I'll take it," Sherry insisted. She started to raise the camera to her eye, pointing it toward Bird. And as she raised it, Greg grabbed for it.
"Let me take it."
And the camera went off, clicked, and then flashed. An undeveloped photo slid out.
"Hey, why'd you do that?"
Sherry asked angrily.
"Sorry," Greg said. "I didn't mean to."
She pulled the photo out and held it in her hand. Greg and Bird came close to watch it develop.
"What the heck is that?" Bird cried,
staring hard at the small square as the colors brightened and took shape.
"Oh, wow," Greg cried.
The photo showed Bird, sprawled unconscious on his back on the ground, his mouth twisted open, his neck bent at a frightening angle, his eyes shut tight.